Hey, podcast listener. Are you working so hard you wonder if the money is even worth it? If you're like most CPAs I work with, you have way too much to do, you feel relentless deadline pressure, and worst of all, you feel torn between serving clients and being with family. What if I told you you could work a 40-hour week without losing a dime? I know it sounds impossible, but my Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind is designed for CPAs just like you who want to get their lives back. Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind is launching soon. In it, you'll learn how to start getting your time back week by week, make your workload manageable while still bringing in plenty of revenue, what to put in your packages and how to price them, and so much more. Don't leave your future to chance. CPA Mastermind will get you on the sane, profitable path you've been searching for. With unlimited coaching, your success is guaranteed. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to learn more. Dates, times, pricing, it's all there. Welcome to the Business Strategy for CPAs podcast, where I help overworked CPAs go down to 40 hours and then down to 25 hours without giving up revenue, except during the holiday break where my kids, Hazel and Remy, serve up the traditional dish of accounting jokes. So here we go.
What do you call an accountant without a spreadsheet?
Lost.
What do accountants suffer from that ordinary people don't?
Depreciation.
Why was the accountant in rehab?
Why was the accountant in rehab?
Sorry, she's making me do it over and over with punch.
Why was the accountant in rehab? Solvency abuse.
Solvency abuse.
Solvency abuse. Oh, so good. All right, Remy, this question is for you, buddy. Can you read this?
How do you know if your son's going to be a CPA?
When you read him the story of Cinderella and get to the part where the pumpkin turns into a golden carriage, he asks, is that ordinary income or with a capital gain? Why did the accountant fall off his bed?
They didn't have a balance sheet.
What did the auditor say to the frozen food supplier?
I'm here for a quick squeeze.
So funny.
It's making me sad.
No,
it's
the jokes. It's the jokes from me.
Apparently the answer is, I'm here for a quick freeze. Does anybody get it?
No.
Me either.
Why did the accountant stare at his glass of orange juice for 3 hours?
Because the box said concentrate.
Why don't accountants read novels?
Because the only numbers in them are page numbers.
Yay!
What's the difference between a bank and an angry rhinoceros?
The banks charge more
than an angry rhinoceros.
Than an angry rhinoceros. All right, are you going to do the close?
Yes.
You're going to take us out.
Remember that when you laugh a little, it's better for you and your life on your one trip through space.
Have an amazing holiday break. See you next week, Tutu.
Bye-bye. Love you all.
Hi again. Would you rather spend your weekends outside playing or at your desk? In Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind, we put an end to overworking while maintaining revenue. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to learn more. Dates, times, pricing, it's all there.